You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Jury selection starts today in Milwaukee for the trial of Maxwell Anderson. He's accused of killing 19-year-old Sade Robinson during a first date in April of last year. Prosecutors allege Anderson killed Robinson, scattered her remains across multiple locations, and set her car on fire. The trial is expected to go on for several weeks. Someone at a South Milwaukee storage facility had some mercury. It spilled last night, leading to a hazmat response. Firefighters were called to a storage facility for a liquid mercury spill. No injuries were reported, and investigation continues. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and a coalition of states have been granted a preliminary injunction stopping the Trump administration from eliminating the U.S. Department of Education. The court order restricts the administration from implementing mass layoffs. It also stops them from transferring the federal student loan program and special education function to other agencies. The court order also requires the Department of Education to reinstate previously laid off federal employees. After spending millions on the Wisconsin Supreme Court election in April, Elon Musk says he plans to spend less on political campaigns. Lisa Hale has more.
During a virtual conference, Musk said he thought he had done enough political spending. He spent at least $250 million in support of President Donald Trump's campaign last year, and Musk-affiliated political action committees also spent over $20 million on Judge Brad Schimel's Wisconsin Supreme Court campaign, which his liberal-backed opponent, Judge Susan Crawford, won comfortably.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at waukradio.com.
The Brewers host the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 2 of the 3-game series tonight at AmFam Field between the Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Jackson Churio got things started early yesterday for the crew. First pitch in the bottom of the first. FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Swing and a drive!
The Brewers went on to win 3-2. Did Churio's leadoff homer set the tone? Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it always sets a tone when you come out ready and the first hitter that you have kind of makes a statement.
Closer Trevor McGill got out of a jam in the ninth to get the save in front of a sellout crowd of over 40,000 fans. Did that help?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this stadium gets rocking when there's, you know, a bunch of people in it, and definitely felt that. So, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed pitching here in Milwaukee, and thank you for the fans for coming out.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Miley Cyrus appeared on the Zane Lowe Show recently and shared a New Year's Eve nightmare. She was hosting New Year's Rockin' Eve with her godmother, Dolly Parton, when she had an ovarian cyst rupture. The 32-year-old singer said she continued hosting the show despite the medical emergency and intense pain, and they say Disney kids are soft. Cyrus is releasing her latest album, Something Beautiful, on May 30th. Former Bond girl Denise Richards is pushing for her husband to have, like, the coolest side hustle ever. The Wild Things star is adding her husband, Aaron, into the conversation of who should be the next James Bond. Her husband says he would do it, and it would be no problem. There's just one problem. He's not an actor. He's a health guru. Richards played Bond girl Dr. Christmas Jones alongside Pierce Brosnan's Bond in the 1999 action thriller The World Is Not Enough. There were recent rumors about John Krasinski's nose job, which the actor denied. Krasinski did, however, confirm one rumor, and that is that if The Office has a spinoff, he is in for a cameo appearance. Krasinski played Jim Halpert for all 9 seasons of the hit NBC show. FYI, plastic surgeons have dismissed the idea that Krasinski changed his nose and suggested it looks smaller due to lighting, aging, or weight fluctuations. Sure. In a related story, Rainn Wilson, who played Dwight on the show, openly admitted to having his forehead reduced. Finding your groove after divorce has to be difficult. For Jessica Simpson, she tried to get it back last week on American Idol, singing for the first time on TV in about 15 years, and it did not go well. And now says she's not opposed to getting back into acting. Not sure if she could top her performance as Daisy Duke. It's nice to have choices, though. Do I revive my career as a mediocre singer or a mediocre actor? Here's one of Pete's picks. If you're looking for a good police procedural, check out Line of Duty. Season 1 starts with a police sergeant who refuses to be part of a cover-up and joins an anti-corruption police task force. Just started watching it, but I am digging it due to good writing and really solid British acting, including actors Lenny James, Kelly MacDonald, Martin Compston, and Stephen Graham. The BBC show is available to stream on several different platforms, including Hulu, Prime, and Peacock. The Cannes Film Festival gets the best of the best films every year, so it's no surprise that many films have received serious buzz post-festival. According to the Daily Beast, the best film to come out of this year's event is the comedy drama Sentimental Value. The film stars the great Stellan Skarsgård and Elle Fanning and is being called a story about family memories and the healing powers of art. Sentimental Value is directed by Norwegian filmmaker Joachim Trier, and it's one to keep an eye on. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high in the mid-60s and a bit cooler upper 50s by the lake this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. A few showers tonight, low of 49 tomorrow. Cloudy with some rain and a high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.